Okay, today's shiur is Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, Mitzvah 241, the first of two mitzvahs related to revenge, to nekama. Says the pasuk in Kedoshim, Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, ani Hashem. This pasuk is chock full of three mitzvahs, nekama, netira, and v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. So as we get into revenge, let's start off with the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph, which is the longest perek, those who have been through the Sefer, one of the most major pereks, and the longest perek in the Sefer is Perek Yud Aleph, Prate Midas Hanekius. Talk about being a naki. So there he says, Gama Sina Vahanekima, Kashem Ma'od L'Sheyi Malei Mimena Leif Husal Hashem L'Bnei Adam. It is very difficult to fulfill these mitzvahs, as we discussed last week, hatred of a fellow Jew and revenge. Ki ha'adam margish ma'od be'al bonosav, umitztar tzar gadol. A person feels terrible and pained if somebody wrongs me. V'hanakama lo misuka midvash. Revenge is sweeter than honey. It's delicious revenge. Ki hi menuchas olavada. Because that is the only menucha that I'll have. If he gets his, I don't care that nothing more happens to me. Right, I can't fix what was done, but if he gets his, oh, that'll give me, why is it called sweet revenge? Got it from the chinuch, right? Got it from the Mesillas Yesharim. Misuka midvash, al kain, l'sheyia b'kocho la'azov ma shetivo machriach oso. If a person has to leave what his natural instincts are telling him to do, v'yavar al midosav, and pass over his midos, v'lo yisna misheher bo asina, and not to hate somebody who awakened hatred in him, v'lo yiko mimenu, v'hizdamin lo, sheyucha lihinakem, and not to revenge what I should revenge, v'lo yiterlo, we'll talk about the difference, ela es hakol yishkach v'yasir milibo kilo lo haya, chazak v'amitsu, that is a strong man, v'hu kal rak lo malachei asharis, she'ein b'neim amidos halalu, only the angels have it easy, not having nekama be a challenge, lo el shochnei batei chomer asher ba'ofer yisodam, not us, amnam, but the Torah says you got to do it, Gzeres Hamelachi, Vamikros Gluyim Ba'eretev, Otisa Zachicha Bilavecha, Losika Velasitas Bnei Amecha. And then he talks about what is it? And then we'll do that Rashi in a second, but let's skip to the next paragraph. Ulafisha Hayetzer Holech Umartiach Es Halev. The Yetzer Hara boils the heart. Umevakish Tamid Lahaniach Lufachos Ezeroshem. Always a Zikara. Let's say somebody, he's a great person, so somebody wronged him, he'll forget about it. But the Yetzer Hara doesn't say, okay, I can't get it for this guy. Forget it, I give up, I'll go to somebody else. No, no, no. He doesn't leave anybody. He gives a little bit because he's just going to wait for that little feeling of negativity to blossom into something more. Yishtadel Ashir Zikaron Muat, Yom HaDerech Mashal. Imtirtzel Litein Lo Ish Hazez Asher Lo Ratza Hu Lasez Kishenitz Rachta Lo Fachoso Tzenir B'Sever Panim Yafis. Okay, you're going to give him back to him because you don't want to take revenge, you know? Don't do it with such a big smile. Don't give him everything, only lend him half the money that he wants. Don't do it in front of him. Don't this, don't that. So he'll try little by little in order to keep the sinna in. We have to try to do our best to uproot it totally, and it is a very challenging aveira. Right? This is the hagdama to this mitzvah, which is one of the most challenging averis that we have to try to stay away from. So says the chinuch, shelo linkom, klomar, shenimna'anu milakamas nakama miYisrael. It is usher for us to take revenge from a fellow Jew. V'ha'inyan hu, what is the idea? Kigon Yisrael shehera otzir lachavero, a Jew who pained or did something negative to their friend, be'echad mikol advarim, through what? Anyway. Vinnoeh grov b'nei adam sheba olam hu, and the minog and the custom of everybody in the world is, shelo yasiru milachapes, I won't prevent myself from searching acharimi shehera lahem for the one who did something. Achig maluka maseyora o yachivu b'moshechivam. I'm not going to stop. Umizeh ha'inyan mananu Hashem baruch hu ba'amro lo sikom. This is the road rage mitzvah, right? What good is it if somebody cuts me off and I speed up? I have to look at them. I have to stare them down. Does it help me in life? Does it get me ahead of them? If I got to go next to them and like make sure they know how foolish they just move without signaling, it really helps me? No, it doesn't help me at all. So this is daraisa lo sikom lo sitor. If I try to go and catch their attention, v'lashon sifra, that's this mitzvah. It's the minhag ha'olam. I'm not going to stop. Uvalashin Sifra on Heichon Kochashal Nakama. And the Medrash says, what's Nakama? And here we go. This is what Rashi says. What's the difference between today's mitzvah and the next mitzvah of Nakama? Two mitzvahs of revenge. Nakama and Netira. So Amalo Hashileni Magalech. If somebody says, let me borrow your magal, some type of cutting, a scythe, a sickle. Velo Ashilo. Reuben has Shimon, and Shimon says, no, sorry. Lamachar Amalo Hashileni Kadumach. And then Shimon the next day says, "Krabar your kardum," which is a different type of kli. Amalo eini mashilcha gederach shlo hishalta li maglach. Well, you didn't lend me your magal, so I'm not lending it to you. So what's the difference? Lakach nema lo sikom. That's lo sikom. If somebody didn't do something to you, so you don't do it to him. That's the iser of nekim of akakon zeh hekish kol ha'inyanim. This is the iser of all of the inyanim. Interestingly, the Shagas Aryeh points out. This is also a Gemara. The Shagazari points out in his commentary on Maseches Yuma, in the Gevuras Ari, on Daf Chav Gimel, he says it's interesting that the Gemara there says, I brought the Lashon with me, the Gemara there says exactly what was just quoted, Ezohi Nekama and Ezohi Netira. Why does it switch? Why does it switch? I'll read you the whole Lashon. Amar le Reuven le Shimon, Hashileni Maglach, Amar le Lav, Achakach Amar le Shimon le Reuven, Hashileni Kardumach, Amar lo, Eini Mashilcha, Kederach Shlo Shaltani, Vavar Reuven alo Sikom. Then, if you look in Rashi quotes the opposite case, but it's really the continuation of the Gemara in Yuma. What's the other case, which is Tamar's Mitzvah, Bez Hashem, Netira? Somebody says, can I borrow your item? And you say no. And then the other guy, the second guy goes back and says, can I borrow it? He says, yes, because I'm better than you. I'm going to give it to you. That's also an Issa Daraisa. Even if you give it to him, that's Netira. That's Tamar's Isser. But if you look in the Gemara, the Kalim keeps switching. If you look closely, again, Reuven says to Shimon, the Shagasari adds in words, Hashileni Magla, can you lend me your Magal, your scythe? Shimon says no. Shimon says to Reuven, can you lend me your Kardom? And he says no. But that's an Isser of Losikom. So next day, Reuven comes and says to Shimon, can I borrow your Chaluk? Shimon says, I'm not like you, I'll give you the chaluk. Suggested to Reuven is one long big case, telling me the chiddush that even if somebody violates nekama, what's the next step? Is the next person allowed to violate revenge? If he did revenge to me, why can't I do revenge to him? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Then you gotta stop, no matter what stage. Step first person, even the second person. It could all be one case. Rabusha Kamashmalan, says the Gurarye. Afa gab de Reuven avar alo sikom kfar negdo. Afilo hachi aso lo shimo lintar eva bilavavo. We'll talk more about Netira, Bez Hashem, in the coming mitzvah. Again, this is throughout Shas, we have chazals about being a ne'elav ve'eino olev. Taking the blame and taking the insults and being mavra al midosav is one of the greatest midos that one can have. The chinuch gives two ideas behind the mitzvah. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. And we'll give a third. First, misharshi ha-mitzvah. We've quoted this in the past. A beautiful chinuch. She'yeda ha'adam yitein alibo. A person should know in life. Let's just paraphrase it even before we see it. A person in life is an object and a subject. Keep that in mind. Sheyeda ha'adam yidilev, a person has to know. Ki kala sheyikra eyu mitov ad ra, everything that happens to me in life, good to bad, hu siba shetavo alav me'eis Hashem Baruch Hu, everything that happens to me in life that is out of my control, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from Hashem. And I have no control over it. Miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, lo yehe davar bilti ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. It could be a terrible tragedy that happens, but it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen, needed it to happen. No matter what, my point of view as an object in life, I have to be, it was meant to happen. Al-Kain, kishayitzayaruhu o yachivu adam, when a person pains me or hurts me, I have to realize, if I get hurt, if something happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this, somebody punches me in the face. Okay? I was supposed to happen. Why was I supposed to be punched? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer that I should be punched. Or you can even generalize it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. Whether it's for Avonos, whether it's for any, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. Like David HaMelech says, Hanicha lo veikalo, let Shimi curse me. Ki amar lo Hashem yizbarach. Tol hainyan b'cheto v'lo v'shimi ben geira. Says the chinuch. Is the chinuch rejecting the concept of b'chira chashis here? Well, there's no free will? No. When it comes to the actor, the subject, we have b'chira chashis. Every person acts free will. But as an object, something out of my control, it's totally out of my control. So the guy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows he has Mechir HaKadosh to punch me in the face. So he's going to take him, you know, he's going to have to stand trial. La'asa lavo. Din v'cheshbon. So as a subject, that's the other guy. But mitzidi, as an object, what happens to me, I'm going to be angry at him. I'm going to want to take revenge. It was supposed to happen to me. It was supposed to happen. How can I take revenge? It was supposed to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very difficult, it's a very high level, but this is what the Chinuch says, subject versus object. The same idea I heard from Rabbi Meir Twersky. Rabbi Twersky says in Sefer Bereishis, the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef HaTzadik says to his brothers, if you look at the words of Yosef HaTzadik to his brothers, the same idea is expressed. Says the Yosef, the brothers come to him and says, don't be upset and don't be mad. Let me just get a Bereishis here. Yeah, let me find the psukim. Says Yosef, when the brothers come, both in earlier, in Vayigash, and also in Vayechi, the brothers are very scared. So what does Yosef first say when he reveals himself to his brothers? Al teyatzvu, val yechar beinechem, ki mechartem osiheina, ki lemechya shlachani alekim lefnechem. Don't be upset, don't be angry. Ki lemechya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. So as Rabbi Meir Twersky said, what, is Yosef whitewashing the whole event? Yeah, you don't worry about it. You didn't do anything wrong. It's okay. Mechir is Yosef. It's just the media. Don't worry about it. Nothing. So chas v'shalom. Mitzad the brothers as subjects. They're going to have to stand trial for their actions. But as an object, Yosef says, I'm going to get angry at you. I'm going to be upset. It was meant to happen. From my point of view, I was a recipient. I was an object, not as a subject. So you have the chinuch by nekama. You have the Torah Tzmima here. And one other beautiful thought, the Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal. Chavetz Chaim gives another mashal for the Isser of Nekama and Netira. He says, Gon Echad, Himshal Azim, Mashal Echad, Shitzorach Lish Shmo Ruvain. Somebody's looking for Ruvain. And what happens? He goes over to a group of people and says, you know where Ruvain is? I'm looking for Ruvain. So they say, you know, you see that other group over there? Maybe he's there. Go check if he's there. So he goes to check if Ruvain's there and he sees Shimon and Levi and Yehud and Yisachar, but not Ruvain. Wait, she starts screaming at them, why are you Ruvain? I can't believe it! Why are you Ruvain? I'm so upset at you! Kind of crazy, nobody's going to do that. Because they're not supposed to be Ruvain. They're there, and Ruvain's not there. So, the mashal is, Kena davar hazeh. Lama lo lehisrema la ishe ina rotsa lamalos bakashaso. Somebody's not giving him something that he wants? This is not the person that's supposed to do something good for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send this guy as a shliach. He's not Ruvain! Praises the person who could conjure this up in their thoughts. This is very hard. It's very hard. I'm about to make a deal that I've been working on for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it falls through, and I'm so angry, and I'm so upset, and he misled me, and this and that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the misleader. But meet CD as an object, okay? This is I'm doing my ishtavlis, and this is what was supposed to happen, and I have bitachon in this way. If that is the number one idea behind nekama, and that is subject and object. Number two says the chinuch, the ode nimsa b'mitzvah toeles rav lahashbiz riv. This is a mitzvah to prevent arguments. It's not number one was like a deep hashkafic bitachon idea. Beside each person. But number two is Lamaisa. If the Israel Nakama, so it'll help society keep functioning. Ulahavir hamista most bilebani adam, to try to remove the hatred from people's hearts. Ubi ashalom bein anashim, yaaseh Hashem shalom lahem. And as long as there is peace amongst people, Hashem will give shalom to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves shalom bein ha'achim. Like the Medrash says, the Meshech Chachma discusses this in Parshas B'Shalach, that why in the time of David HaMelech versus the time of Achav, then they were over the Avodah Zarah, but they had Shalom Beinam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did amazing things for them. Even though in earlier times, they were over they were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but they didn't have Achdus between them. Achdus Shalom, that brings Shalom from Hashem. That's what he says here. Osesh Shalom Beinam, we ask a Shalom Aleinu. But we say, he says it will be a Shalom Bein Anashim. Yas Hashem Shalom Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Shalom for them. Related to this, again, it's all to keep, we have to look at each other as one unit. Right, that's the second idea. Right, we're unified. We're an am. So another, the Yerushalmi says in Nedarim, "Ketzad yitachein." Shalom, this is a paraphrase. Nedarim Tes Dalet. It's quoted here in the Agdol Torah. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mitzaveh this? Not to take the comment. It's very hard. So he gives the Yushama gives a mashal. If you're hammering something and you smash your left finger because you're hammering with your right hand, is your right hand going to get really mad at your left hand? I can't believe you did that to me. I can't believe you smashed me. You punch each other? No, it's great. It's all you. You'll be mad at yourself. The right hand's not going to be mad at the left hand. You're going to take the comma. Oh, you did that? I'm going to smash you. Then you're both going to be smashed and bruised. So that's what Yerushalmi says. That's what we have to look at Am Yisrael. Kol Yisrael him kegof echad. Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. We're all connected. That is number two. Number three, the third idea behind the comma is that many, many times, Nekama, it's about nothingness. And it's about nonsense. And we think it's something serious. But really, really it's just something that we have to try to get over. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, let me find it. The Rambam says, in Zion, Hanokim is Chaveira over below Sase, Shinema Losikom, V'yafal Bisheina Loke, even though you don't get Malchus, as we'll see soon, Da'as Ra'a Hi Ad Ma'od. It's terrible. Da'as ra'a. Roy la'adam li'os ma'avra kol divrei ha'olam. You gotta let things slide. Shahakol etzel ha'mevinim divrei hevel v'havai. Again, regarding mevinim, it's all nonsense. It's all shtuyot. I mean, think about 90% of the time. 90% of the time when somebody wrongs us, if we think about it in a month later, like, I can't believe I got mad about that. I can't believe, what's the big deal? Ve'ena kedai linkom aleihem. He says, not kedai, so it's, Hakol Eitzel HaMevinim. We got to be a maven. Says the Rambam. And the Klei Yakar also echoes this idea of Losikum Lositar. Says the Klei Yakar, Shanakim Avanatira Tchuna Ra'a Baguf HaAdam. It's a terrible midah. Ve'ein Min HaRa'ui Levakish Nekama Al Shum Adam Shum Mibnei Amchem Tovim Ra. Why? Lefisha Mistama Nekama Yamash Asala Bagufcha B'mamoncha. Most Nekama, he did something physical to you. He did something financially to you. Vadvar Mahim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Got to think of the first Kadachocho. Vadvar Mahim, Einam Svunim Bechashuvikokach. She really knocked him aleihem. It's not worth it. And they have a call. Akom Orshim Aguf, Lorat Hashem, Yivakashad Mekam aleihem. He gives a mashal. Gives another beautiful mashal. Latino Kamasachik. Vosa Maisen Narus. Beza Binyan. Let's say your child, your 5-year-old, is building Lego. And he builds this beautiful structure, amazing structure. And then some fool comes into your basement and says, hey, well, look, boom! And he knocks down the Lego structure. And what does the son? The son comes crying to the father, Abba, punish him! Hit him, smash him, kick him, hurt him, break his leg! That's what the kid would want. The kid would love that. But the father knows, what are you crazy? It's just a Lego building. What are you guys so excited for? I know it's valuable to you. I know you treasure it. It's like the biggest thing. And parents have to realize and value everything a child does, 100%. But if the father really does what the child wants, the father will go to jail. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down upon us. It's like most of the times when we fight with each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, calm down. What are you doing? It's a big deal. It's a Lego building. That's what he's telling us. That's what the Klei Yakar says. The kilkol kol masav asher bana asher nata yelev vayelev tzoreik lefnei aviv tzaka gedola umara ilu haya aviv mashkiach bo. If the father would listen, haya horig lezeh adam, he'd kill him. Amnam aviv einu mashkiach b'kol o'klal. The father doesn't listen. Ki af im akaton kfi mi etzichlo hu choshev shezeh higdol asos ra gedola mikamakom ha'av roe b'sichlo. The father knows she'ina davar kein v'shekol maisa haben haya havalim maseh tatuim. He realizes it's just a Lego building. That's exactly what the issue is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Our Mir HaSaga. We think that this is something very important. We think it's a Mila. I need the position. I need the job. I need partner. I need everything. And yet, doesn't listen to us. Why? And he says, that's the pshat, even if you look in the Yom for Wednesday, the Upper Wednesday, Kel Nekamos Hashem, where God is called a vengeful God. Go look in that Mizbar, look in the Klei Yakar, where he goes through the whole Mizbar, going through that. A lot of times the Kodesh Baruch Hu is master upon him, because it looks like that it's something serious, but in the end, even if it looks serious to us, in the end, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to show us that it is not. He said the Klei Yakar does emphasize there that it only applies to Jews. Obviously, if there are people outside of our nation who are trying to hurt us and to defame Kadosh Baruch Hu, then obviously revenge, right? Zachar Seisha Shal Zachar Malik. That whole mitzvah is about the Nekaba. Okay, let's continue. Dini a mitzvah kitzarim. You basically know about the ideas of the mitzvah. The mitzvah applies to men and women. A person sets the hatred in his heart. Interesting lashon. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, as well as other items. If a person sets the hatred in his heart until he does something against his friend, he violates. So is it an Isser Belave? Is it Isser Maisa? He says the Isser is setting it in your heart until it brings you to do something. It sounds like doing something is just the sheer, how we measure what your heart is feeling. But there's no Malkus because it's a Lav Sheim Maisa. And listen to this klal. I don't have to say it more than once, says the Chinuch, even though he's already said it four times. Whenever you have the rule of Lav Sheim Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Even if you happen to do the lav with an act, you don't get malchus. That's the chinuch's shita that he said it a few times before. Mikivan she'efshar lav alabli maisa. If you can do it without a maisa, then you never get malchus, even if it has a maisa. V'tizkor davar zeh b'kulan ki davar baruhu ezorach shiros b'makam acher. It's amazing how much he emphasizes that because he did write it in other places. Either way, we'll talk more about this issue tomorrow again. Lav shein bo maisa, and we have to talk about the Midchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, where he talks about a Talmud Chacham who the Gemara says is usher to be mochel, and he has to take revenge in certain contexts. We'll have to talk about what that halacha is about, and he has to be like a snake. And we'll also have to talk about invitations to Simchas. Inviting somebody, they didn't invite me. Is that an issue of Nekama? Do we have to be worried about that? We'll see that in Rav Sternbach, and we'll talk about other issues of Nekama as they come up. Okay, we'll stop here.